Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPA.
You sure?
MOUSE. I'm sure.
What do you think we speak for?
One of them.
They don't speak for any of them.
We should speak for one that. We should speak for one that we have nothing to do with.
Do the list again.
AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACR. We should do SL. We should speak for SLAA.
No, we should not. We have nothing to do with sex and love.
Let's speak for CMA.
I think that we should speak
Crystal Meth Anonymous or
Chronic Masturbators Anonymous.
Chronic Masturbators Anonymous.
Okay, I think that's a conflict.
Let's hold hands. Let's not.
I think we should talk about holding hands for the closing prayer.
Yeah.
I think we should speak for LBA because we clearly have nothing to do with lip balm.
Can you imagine? Here you are at the CMA meeting. You go to everyone's holding hands at the end. You go to pull away, and it's like cheese pizza. It's like
okay.
Where is that?
Etete. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet
dude.
Okay. How you doing today, Shell?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired. Had a rough day at work.
Oh.
Is it cooler than 100 degrees now?
I believe it was probably around 85 upstairs today.
Nice.
It's not
and the
that
air
bad.
Conditioning company says, but the units are working. Well, yeah, but dude, you didn't fix the vents. So all the cold air blows downstairs and cold air and hot air rises. So it's 85 upstairs.
That's the problem. The way the library, because no one out there knows, the library is like an atrium. The upstairs is open to the downstairs. So if you're upstairs, all the heat rises. Any air conditioning from upstairs is going down. Yeah, you're pretty much screwed.
It's bad. And then,
it's great in the wintertime, though, right?
Yeah, we're nice and toasty upstairs. Everybody's freezing downstairs.
Awesome in the wintertime.
Yeah, but I was like dying, and I was doing some rather physical work. So, you know, we get to like 3 hours into my 6 hour shift, and my deodorant gives up the ghost, and then they want me to go down for my last hour on the public desk, the reference desk. And I'm like, do you really think that's a good idea? Look at me. I was like covered in sweat. It was bad. But I went down, and I've discovered that I wasn't the only one that had problems with their personal products. Pretty much the entire public did too.
Okay.
So. Yeah, there were some amazing aromas coming out of a public building that had inadequate air conditioning.
Woohoo! Good to know.
It was a fun day.
Morning library trips.
Yes, morning only.
So how was your day today, Mark?
It was a day.
Uh-oh.
Life's in session.
It was a day.
We'll just leave it at that. It was a day.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
You're getting dive bombed. What? I don't think I want to sit over there.
That whatever that was a big, long, black thing about...
That was the thing that was trying to get you
an inch
before.
And a half long.
Was that your old jailmate?
No. not at an inch and a half long, no.
Oh.
More like 3.5 inches around. Ew.
Oh.
Dude, what
look
is
like
wrong
a,
with
look
you?
Look like a baby holding an apple.
It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. So, I guess that means it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Sorry, I wasn't
we have
ready
the
yet.
Most high tech news introduction. Fox, MSNBC, and CNN is dying to get a hold of that.
Yeah, they're jealous of us.
They must be.
Used by permission.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Last time I didn't do shout-outs for the people that actually sent in the stories.
I'm gonna do shout-out to Katie again, so she gets a double shout-out.
Okay, then Paul and Howard get shout-outs, too.
Oh,
double shout-outs.
Well, then, okay.
Well, Howard donated money on PayPal, which he did right off the recovery101.net site.
Nothing like a little shameless plug there. We only need one new cable.
So?
Of course, our webcasting fees are coming up, too.
Are they?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
ooh
a hunk.
Is bad. Yeah, that's a hunk.
That is a hunk.
So anyway,
I better go
re-sign
somebody, huh?
That's a hunk.
Okay. I'll make that call.
We have shout-outs to Brian, Fran, Bill, and Donald, I think.
Donald.
Donald, you think?
You know
Donald,
Brian?
I think.
Yeah, I know Brian.
You know who's Brian?
Yeah.
He's trying to friend me on Facebook. He goes, dude, it says I can't friend you because you got too many friends. I'm like, he goes, get rid of a couple. I'm like, dude, I have to get rid of 327 people to add you. And he's like, oh.
He could friend me.
Send him to a different site.
Although I could actually could friends. He could like the Recovery 101 fan page.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't get my stupid water bottle open again.
Open her stupid water bottle, will you, please?
Okay. Now, we have a story out of Denver. A black bear discovered the candy store.
Oh, my.
On one of the main streets. He didn't break the windows. He didn't break the door to get in.
He picked the lock?
He managed to jimmy the lock and open the front door.
Perfect.
He then went in.
Sure
and
wasn't a gigantic raccoon?
No, it was a black bear because they
sure
have.
Sure wasn't a guy
video.
In a black bear suit?
Yeah, exactly.
Like goat man? Black bear man?
Some stoner. Stoner in a bear suit. Yeah. Dude, candy.
He made about 7 trips back and forth to the candy store in about 15 minutes.
I would
and
imagine
a
bear
passing
could,
by finally scared him away.
I could imagine a bear could put away quite a bit of candy.
I got the key question.
What?
Why did he leave the first time?
I don't know, but the surveillance video, this was at a Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Surveillance video showed him jimmying the door. He got the door
open.
What
did he use?
He grabbed his paw claws, I guess.
Easy.
He opened the door with a bear paw?
Yeah.
No, easy.
They got big claws.
Have you ever seen them in Yosemite?
They got big claws.
They'll go up and open a car door with their claws. Just crack it right open like it's nothing.
He opened the door. He grabbed some candy that was right by the registers at the door. Then he ran off and presumably ate them. Then he came back.
That bear's smoking weed.
Yep.
His favorite things seem to be the English toffee, some chocolate chip cookies that were dipped in caramel, and some milk chocolate bars that are called cookie bears.
Ooh.
We discovered while backpacking once that a thing not to take into a bear area is a bottle of syrup.
No. Yeah, bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I found my backpack about 300 yards from where he took it.
He didn't get into the gummy bears?
No.
Yeah. That'd be pedophilia for a real bear.
The manager of the store was very grateful that he didn't leave a mess. Apparently, he ate the wrappers as well.
Oh, good.
And
he didn't shit. Does a bear shit in the candy store?
Do you leave any money in the register?
No. Mm. She said he stole. He ate a significant amount of candy.
Did she report him?
Well, I guess so. I mean.
Dude, you know what? Those guys are going to make a ton of money. They're going to go to their insurance. They're going to go, yay, 785 pounds of candy.
And they've got it on video. Let's see.
They're going to claim he ate like 12 times as much as he ate, and they're going to claim it on their taxes.
Okay, in Tampa.
Florida!
A 40-year-old man placed 17 Craigslist ads saying that he wanted to smell the feet of women.
A 40-year-old virgin.
Is that illegal?
One of his ads
Isn't
said
that okay?
He was, well, I guess it's not illegal, except for the fact that what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
One of his
us.
Ads said that he was seeking to worship sneakers. He was
not my thing, but I don't think it's illegal.
He was trying online to get a 13-year-old girl to send him her sneakers. Then he plotted to steal her sneakers. Several other girls went to the police and reported that their sneakers had disappeared in his area, like, you know, around homes around his area.
We need to start a Sneakers Anonymous meeting.
Interestingly enough, the guy's last name is Collette. Raymond Roland Collette. Interestingly enough, he is the media director of the City on the Hill Church in
Not
St.
anymore.
Petersburg. Yeah, not anymore.
And works part-time at the Nike store.
He's finally... yeah. He's finally been arrested and he's being held without bail because one of the times he attempted to get a woman to allow him to worship the sneakers of her 4-year-old daughter and then did claim that he wanted to have sex with the 4-year-old.
Well, I think the problem is when he took the 13-year-old sneakers while the 13-year-old was still in them.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
That would be.
Yes. The guy is a little bit... I'm quoting him when he said, I would like to worship her sneakers while she wears them and teach her to worship mine.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't the guy just get a job at the shoe store?
I don't know. That would seem to make sense, though.
Because I used to work at a shoe store, and the very first day I worked there, this guy goes, oh, you got to help this girl. And it's this gal. Because whoever designed the seat that guys sit on, you know, the old school seat where you'd sit there, and the girl comes in like in a dress and puts her foot up on the thing like this, like, and they're like right at your face level. It's like whoever designed that was a freaking pervert. And the guy's like, oh, you got to work with this woman. So I work with this woman who is clearly an exhibitionist. No panties. She's putting her leg up. She's trying on 700 pairs of shoes. And what I didn't realize is she never buys any shoes. So the first time I work with her, I think it's great until about the 20th pair. And then I'm like, oh, dude, this sucks. And then the thing is you always give it to the new guy to work with them.
Did it?
Huh?
Did it?
Did it what?
Suck.
No.
Okay.
He
Did
went
you
there.
Did you get a sale?
No, oh, not no. from her.
No, bummer.
She wasn't there to buy anything. She was there to show off.
Okay.
Which seemed really good for the first 10 pairs.
You didn't talk to her about the layaway plan?
Well, you know.
In Madison, Tennessee... This one was sent in by Fran. Apparently, this happened just a couple of miles from her house.
So now we know the area Fran lives in.
In 8:30 Sunday morning, one of the neighbors, a guy named Ronnie Minkin.
Barry Minko?
Whatever. He heard someone knocking on his door. By the time he got to the door, he saw the guy going to his neighbor's house. He apparently, according to the police, had been going door to door with a machete in his hand, trying to get into the house. Once somebody opened the door, he would try to go in and rob them or whatever. His neighbor apparently was not having any of it because she opened the door. The neighbor, Ronnie Minkin, saw the guy with the machete blast into her house. A few seconds later, he blasts back out the other way because she's attacking him with a knife. So she was just not having any of it. By then, other people had called the police. The police showed up and arrested him.
Awesome.
Yep, that happened in Fran's neighborhood.
Fantastic.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Now, here's a story that I think is a little bit of a conflict of interest. This is in San Diego. There is a coalition of about 200 people that are gathering at the park calling for an end to the war on drugs.
Are they stoners?
No.
Is this the Water Balloon Brigade?
No, well, no. But this group is led by a Mexican peace activist named Javier Cecilia.
Wait.
What?
He's protesting protesters?
He's protesting the war on drugs, U.S. war on drugs. His son was killed by a drug gang member last year. He believes that the problem is not that Mexico is making all these drugs and that gangs are killing each other to try to get it across the border. He believes that the problem is that the U.S. criminalizes drugs. And he wants us to stop it. But he is from Mexico. And
he's a big drug runner.
I'm wondering...
I've solved it.
If there's... Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Is there a conflict of interest here?
Yeah. Please stop. Please legalize drugs so I can bring them across legally. I thought he was going to be a thing. He was going to ask, you know, did his son get killed by a weapon given to him by American guys?
No.
Give peace a chance.
Some Fast and Furious kind of thing.
He said that their group supports reforms on weapons smuggling to Mexico and suspending the U.S. funding of Mexico's military.
We fund
them?
Mexico's military?
Apparently we do.
Really?
That's the conflict of interest.
Well,
never heard that.
I would think that if you're a Mexican and you want the U.S. to stop giving your military money and your military is the only group basically that's trying to stop the gang war... I'm wondering what where his real interest lies.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Does anyone else besides me think it might be a good idea to just, like, absorb both Canada and Mexico into the United States and
have
73 states?
Dude, I'm not absorbing Canada.
Canada's awesome.
Hey?
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
And
there's a mouse in my beer.
Those MFers are sneaky. You don't want... You think that they're all mild-mannered and everything. Oh, no, they're not.
Yeah, there's a big threat coming from Canada.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, they're chomping it. Did you ever see the movie Canadian Bacon? John Candy? He's a border agent. He's convinced that Canada is going to invade the United States. If you've never seen it, you should watch it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, are you guys ready for another bear story?
I can barely stand it.
The other day,
in Norway, a mother bear and three cubs broke into a rental cabin.
Candy store.
They drank more than 100 beers, ate all the food in the house, and knocked over a wall.
Okay,
and
now,
knocked
my
over
first question
a wall.
Is,
why did they have?
Why
100
were there 100 beers?
That's what I wanted to know. Well, this is Norway. You know, maybe they. You know, there's not a lot of, to do. Maybe in Norway.
Is it a is it a bunch of college
this
dudes?
This was a
place?
Vacation
no.
home.
This was somebody's. A mother and the mother and grandmother of the family were the first people on the scene when they found
the mother and grandmother were the first ones going. Where the hell did our beer go?
Where's our beer?
Damn it,
Milf and Gilf.
Milf and Gilf were looking for their beer.
Apparently, the bears also smashed all the beds and kitchen appliances.
Oh, you know how that went. They're all drunk. They're trying to go to sleep. Yeah. They're like, this bed's too hard.
This bed's
too
soft.
You know what their daughter's name was, right?
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks.
Yep.
I saw a gigilf once.
Gigilf?
A gigilf.
Great-grandmother?
Yeah.
Well, because the one thing that authorities there are worried about is that there are other vacation cabins right in that area, and now that the mother bear has taken her cubs there and managed to get all the beer and food they wanted and there were no repercussions, they're worried that they'll try other cabins now.
You know how you stop that?
What?
Kill them.
Mark, you can't kill the bears.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, you can't kill dub bears.
No, it's a mama and her babies. Just because they're hungry and they go,
you can drug them and take them back out to the wilderness.
They're in the wilderness. That's where the cabins are.
Okay, then drug them and send them outside. Then they'll be stoned and drunk. You know what you could do? Send them to AA.
Yeah, that'll work.
You know what you do? Just keep a bunch of crystal meth in the
DBA,
house.
DBA, Drunk Bears Anonymous.
Keep a bunch of crystal meth in the house. When they come in and do the crystal meth, they won't want to eat.
They won't want to eat anything. Yeah. They should do that in front of the candy store from the other last show.
Okay, now we have a rather, I don't even know what to call this story. It's sad, and it's like, ooh, and it's at the same time you're going, dude, what were you thinking?
Wow, a multi-level story.
Last week, 9-year-old Jack Areola Ehrenberg.
Areola?
Areola. Yes,
I love
Ehrenberg.
That kid's name. I want that name.
He went swimming in Lily Lake, Jack which is nipple. Near Stillwater,
wait,
Minnesota.
Wait, wait, wait. Areola went swimming in Lily's Lake?
In Lily... Okay, this is sad, so shut up.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah,
it's getting
so
sad.
Far it's awesome.
He went swimming in Lily Lake near his home
it was wet.
Is in Stillwater, Minnesota. A few days later, he was dead.
That's not nearly as funny as it was a second ago.
No, it's not. That's why I said shut up. His brain was eaten by amoebic meningocephalitis.
Is this like that flesh-eating stuff?
No, this is a brain-eating stuff.
It's brain-eating stuff. Primary amoebic meningocephalitis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called PAM. Is extremely rare.
PAM?
Like the cooking
Pam
spray.
Ate the areola from Lily.
Okay, like, you're really reaching now, and that's not even funny. Okay, only 123 cases have been recorded since 1962, and only one person has survived it out of 123
people. Does that person have any normal brain activity?
Two of the 123 cases since 1962 have happened out of Lake Lily. You would think after the first one happened this summer, they would shut down
there.
The lake. But
why?
No, they didn't. So that's where the what were you thinking, dude, part comes from.
Wow.
Give me a break. Apparently, in the summer, in higher water temperatures, this bacteria, if it's in the sediment of the lake and it gets stirred up and you inhale it.
Well, my guess would be that there's thousands of people that probably swim in the lake and don't get anything.
After thinking about this story long and hard, I come to the conclusion,
Yes,
not if you were the guy that swam in there.
Yeah, or the
matter of fact,
of
you wouldn't have an opinion about it at all.
He doesn't care.
What about the parents of the kid that died?
Let him swim there.
They didn't know.
How do you know?
Why, how did they not know? You knew.
Yeah,
we
you
didn't
knew.
Know about the first death.
Why
until
did you
his
report
death?
This a couple weeks ago? You could have saved this kid's life.
I didn't know.
There you go.
Well, they didn't report it.
Then how could they have stopped it?
If they didn't report it, how did anyone know it happened?
No, the authorities knew about it, but nobody else did. Jeez, old Pete's. Okay, we got the hero. Get your stupid kazoos out. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring that up in a second.
Am I blowing yours or is this mine?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just go ahead and blow mine, Mark.
Okay. Hero of the week. It sounded like a baseball game. There we go.
Yeah, I did a wrong guy.
Okay, now I'm saying this is the hero
of the week. We got high-tech Foley here.
I'm saying this is the hero of the week. You guys are going to go, huh?
Uh-oh.
It's the Pope.
The Pope is the hero of
the
week?
The Pope is the hero of the week. He has finally ended the church's ban on the use of condoms.
Really?
So no longer is every sperm sacred. Every sperm great.
Really?
And if one gets wasted, God gets quite irate. No longer is that the case.
That's interesting.
Catholics, go to it.
Bang away.
He did it because of the seriousness of the AIDS problem and that he believes it is just as important to protect the life of those who are living as it is to protect the lives of those who are unborn.
Every time a guy masturbates, he kills like 12 million possible children.
Which is why you're not supposed to do it if you're Catholic.
You're just not supposed to spill it on the floor.
You're not supposed to tell anybody.
Actually, matter of fact, I think, isn't it the Bible that says it's better to put it in the belly of a whore?
Yes.
Dude. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. The Bible says that.
Yeah, but that still wouldn't give you a kid if you put it in the belly of a whore.
The Bible
correct.
Says, the Bible says, go get a whore.
The Bible basically says, go get a blowjob.
The Bible told me to do it.
So when you get busted and the prostitution sting.
The Bible told me to
say,
do it.
God told me that I needed to have sex
that's
with
right.
hookers.
Religious freedom. Okay. You can't arrest me for it. It was part of my religion.
Yes.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Oh, wait.
What?
Okay, today.
I guess it's not.
In the news, in the Pacific Ocean.
I missed this one.
Something crashes.
Yeah.
Going 8 times the speed of sound. 6 times the speed of sound. The Air Force says that it's an experimental pilotless plane.
It was a training exercise.
Yeah. But whatever it was, I'm not really familiar with any planes either piloted or unpiloted, that go 6 times the speed of sound.
Well, that's because
Mach 6
wouldn't have seen them.
I think the top speed before that was like Mach 3, and it's like the something Mirage jet from France. So it's twice as fast as that. So it hits the water at this incredible speed, and everyone's like, what the hell was that? And the Air Force immediately says, oh, yeah, it's one of ours.
No, they said it was unidentified. And then later.
First they said it was unidentified.
Yeah, nobody hears what...
No one hears what the peanut gallery says. Yeah. First they said it was unidentified, then they claimed it was one of ours. The alien invasion has begun. You heard it here on Recovery 101 first.
Was it full of zombies?
No, that's next.
Okay, now is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean
shout out to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
Yes.
If you go to recovery101.net, you could click on the New Way Foundation's link and go check them out. So, Shelley, we have a topic.
Oh, crap.
Step 8.
Wait.
Oh, my God. She's got to go through all of them.
Thank you, mate. I was there. I was on seven. Made a list of all those we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all.
It's another one of those steps. I'm going to come out and say it first. It's one of those steps. You know what it says right after that in the big book? It says, you have that list already. You made it during your inventory. And I'm like, wow, what an easy step. First it says, make a list of all we had harmed. So that part, it then tells you is already done. And then became willing to make amends to them all. I go back to what I do with my sponsees. By the time you've written your inventory, shared every deep, dark secret you've ever had, if you're not ready to start making amends by then, you should start looking at why you're not ready. Because by the time you get to that point, you should be ready to do all that stuff. That's my personal opinion. What do you think, Shelly?
Well, you're right. You have the list from making your fourth.
Yes. How about the become willing part?
You can be willing. Whether you're ready is a different story. Willing and ready are not necessarily the same thing.
Maybe that's willing, why it only says become willing.
I know, but you're talking about being ready. You just said, okay. If you're not ready.
If you're not willing by the time you get to that point.
Ah. Well, I mean, I was willing to start making amends. I just wasn't particularly willing to do them in the order my sponsor told me to. But I did it anyway.
We'll have to actually talk about that a little bit in the ninth step about
right.
Order.
Right. That's why I didn't go into that.
Order. Hmm.
I like doing, I don't know that you really do the eighth step. You just say, okay, here's your list.
If you do the eighth step, do you have to take it out to dinner first?
Bangarang.
Bangarang.
We're stealing all of Mike's lines.
Okay, bye.
Side effect, Mike.
I just like the eighth because when you're done with eight, which takes, what, like, I don't know, have you got a pair of scissors? It takes like 2 minutes. You're on nine. And you started the day on four. And it's kind of awesome.
Well, not everybody does that, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I do with my sponsees, but I'm positive there's lots of guys that have people spend time.
Spend like weeks on six and seven.
Yeah.
I've actually talked to people like in some of my online groups where there was one guy that said he was doing one step a month.
Well, that gives you a lot of free time.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, by the
end
of the year, you're
going to be... Yeah, especially on 670. Yeah, made a list. Okay, I already made it, but I'm going to spend a month on it.
Yeah, you're going to be nuts by the end of the year.
Yeah, but you can do all 12 steps in your first year.
Used to be you did all your steps in, like, a week.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days. What do you think, Mark?
I think step 8, being willing to make amends to all those people on your list... My thing isn't about step 8. It's about all the people who right around step 2 decide that it's time to start doing step 8 and 9. You know, oh, I'm sober, and I found God. I need to go make amends. I'm ready. You're not even close.
Well, I think some of that may be born out of panic, though, because they've gotten sober. They're on step 2, 3. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're realizing, holy crap, I can't believe I did that. And they have this... urgent need to fix it so that, you know, bad things don't happen.
Urgent need to set the world aflame?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So is that it?
Yeah, we were willing. That was it. You want to change the subject?
That'd be a really short show.
You want to change the subject?
Yeah, the booziness went a little long, too.
Well, how about this? How about the what would you do with the sponsee if they said, you know what, I'm here I am, all the way. I've done all these. I think most people would say that the hardest steps to do would be 4 and 5, and then possibly 9 later on. So there would possibly be the guys that would say, you know what, I did 4 and 5, but man, I don't know if I'm willing to go to all these people. That usually what I find are the idiots. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Are the people that I've sponsored.
They're sponsees, you can say idiots.
That are ready to start making amends when they're like on step two.
Yeah.
Well, I went and made amends to so-and-so. I'm like, yeah. Why?
How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How'd that work out? Well, they were pissed and said they won't talk to me anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
You resemble that remark.
No, I've had sponsees do that before. They become willing like way before they should be willing. But what about the people that they get to that point and nine freaks them the F out? Just like the people that get freaked out by working step five. You know, they freaked out about four because they've got to look at themselves. Then they don't want to tell it to someone else, and they finally do that. They get to eight, and they say, God, you know, I'm not really willing yet to go and tell all these people how I effed them over.
You're not telling them. We're just asking you if you're willing to.
Yeah, but if there's a lack of willingness, then if I had a lack of willingness, I'd have to ask myself, okay, what am I afraid of?
Fear is bracketed alongside everything in the inventory.
Why am I afraid? Because it's not that, well, I'm just not willing to do that. No, it's just that you're afraid of something. Because whenever we're pushing against something or we're putting up a wall or a block, it's usually because we're afraid of it. We're afraid of something.
And well, then I have my final words.
Then there's also, what?
Never mind. I'll tell you when we get there.
Whatever.
I'll forget them by then.
Whatevs.
What are you stealing everything from other people we know in the program now?
Like what?
Like our buddy Raul.
Yeah,
whatev.
I stole whatevs.
Bangarang.
I wasn't stealing that. I was quoting him. Quoting is not the same as stealing.
Etete is a quote.
Yes.
You can put quotation marks around that?
Yes.
That's disturbing.
You can put quotes around it.
It's awesome. So, Shelly.
Wait a minute. I wasn't done with that thought yet.
That's why I'm going back to you because everyone else is talking.
The other aspect of that is if you're not willing to make amends to somebody, so what's your resentment against them? Because a lot of times, the first one that my sponsor had me make, the very first one was the one I really, really, really didn't want to do.
Yourself?
No. And it was because, well, yeah, that was on the list, but we had to work on this other thing because the resentment was really eating me alive. I didn't want to do it because that person had effed me over, and they were never going to apologize to me, so why should I have to apologize to them?
Because they didn't need to stay sober.
Because
they did.
You're cleaning your side of the street.
I know that, but back then
without
I was like,
burning down theirs.
I know that, and I did. I did what she said. I wasn't especially happy about it, but I did it. But it was because I felt like I had been wronged too. Yes, I'd done something wrong, but I had been wronged too, and it wasn't fair. And the funny thing was, she was right, because once I made the amends the way she told me to do it, which was graciously and without casting aspersions on the other person's character, I felt a lot better.
So, you didn't think it was fair?
Right, because they
didn't
have to apologize.
Food addicts in recovery?
No. Whatever.
Mark.
What?
What do you think? Someone says, you know what, I've come this far, but I'm not quite willing.
I think maybe I worked some of the steps too fast.
Go back to step three.
I might not have done it right.
Go back to step three.
What if I did the steps wrong?
Have you heard people say that?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe I did it wrong.
You're not doing it right. Don't know. It worked, kind of worked for me so far.
Yeah, it's been working for how many years?
27.
27
plus.
Years. You know what? I'm starting a short time.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really short time, but I'm within 3 months.
Yeah, I know. You're coming up.
Coming up. No fronts. I might get drunk tomorrow.
You went to the
Why are you looking at me
zone?
Like that, Jelly?
You got somebody else's birthday to get through before you can, like, crow about yours.
Yours?
Wow.
Dude, you are so busted.
Wow.
You don't even know when it is, do you?
No. Yes, hey, I do. January 13.
No, hello. That's my belly button, you idiot.
I'm talking about my belly button birthday.
Your belly button
comes
birthday
up in November.
Is within 2 days of your sobriety birthday.
That's just a minor
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Actually, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't know when yours is.
October 3rd, dweeb.
Okay. Okay.
And this is why I don't get surprise parties for my sobriety birthday.
It's a surprise every year. What do you mean?
Even though...
It's a surprise you stayed sober.
We're shocked, when you, we're, shocked, birthday parties. We're shocked when you get there.
You're shocked.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
God, with you guys around, I'm surprised I survived them.
Amazes us.
So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on step 8 be?
I'm taking back my willingness where you're in your in terms of you.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean,
how can you not know?
If you manage to get to step 8 and you're not willing, you know, you got to have a do-over.
That's it?
Yes, that's it. That's the total of my grand
knowledge. Well, the reason why I'm asking is because you've cold-cocked me many times for saying, I wasn't done. Mark, final words.
If you're not willing, we'll go back to step 1.
There you go. Mine is, if you're not willing because you have fear, false evidence appearing real. Or F everything and run.
I like that one better.
Works better. Yeah. So, Shelley.
What?
Someone wants to listen to the show.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Like three and a half
in advance.
3.5 to 4 million people a year.
I know. What are they thinking?
You know what it is?
What?
It's one guy in like Montreal, Canada that's downloading the show like 467,000 times.
Yeah, he's obsessive.
Yeah. OCD.
Okay, so.
We need OCD Anonymous.
OCDA.
OCDA. And get them all to listen to the show and say, you need to listen to them in order.
Oh, jeez, old Pete.
They That's will. Painful. They'll listen to every single one of them. Matter of fact, when you
times.
Get to the end, you need to listen to them in
reverse
order.
33 times.
Okay, so anyway, you go to recovery101.net.
Net.
Click on one of the shows. Click on like or permalink. Then if you're a member of Podomatic, great. We really appreciate it. You've just been counted. And if you're not a member, you can become a member. It is free and it's fun. And you can add us to playlists and do other crap that I've forgotten now. So just do it.
Can't we agree there's nothing more fun than having a playlist of Recovery 101 shows?
We can agree.
It'd be the longest flipping playlist in history.
There's like over 400 shows. I don't know exactly how many, but over 400 shows uploaded.
I clicked on one show. Somebody had unplugged the speakers on my computer. Best show I ever listened to.
So, Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription, prescription.
The subscription, prescription.
And he will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have an Alano club or recovery home, someplace where many of the sick gather, contact Bruce and he'll send you a box of issues to strew about the location.
Yes, he will. Did you already do the...
I wasn't going to do that this time.
Oh.
We always leave him wanting a little more, Bruce.
Is that we're going to leave him wanting more?
Yeah.
They don't need a franchise?
No.
He's going to do it. You might as well just do it.
If you want a franchise, talk to Bruce.
He can't stand it.
You can get a little version of the 12-Step Gazette in your own little burg or hamlet.
Is the writing smaller?
You can make it smaller.
You can make it small. You use a really, really, really tiny font. We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. By the way, someone contacted us about including us in a recovery app for phones.
Right. I was going to talk to you about that.
Okay. So we don't know what's going to happen with that yet.
There's an app for this?
But we'll discuss that. There's videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62. Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Want a little more Bruce.
Jeez. Shelly?
OCDA yes. for you.
Who's the lead-out music by, Shell?
Well, as soon as I get to it, the music is going to be by Evelove, and it's going to be...
Evelove.
I don't know what the song is. Oh, Four Walls. Four
Which
Walls.
Looks like it's spelled like Evo Love. E-V-O-L-O-V-E. Matter of fact, and whenever you're listening to a show, if you want to find out more about the band, you can click on their picture. It'll take you to either their Facebook page or their www page. You can check them out. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Walls are closing in. The room is getting smaller. The silence is deafening. And my thoughts are getting louder. It's getting hard to stand. It's cold as ice in these four walls. I wanna shut it out so I can get the feeling again. What can I say to make smaller. I wanna break them down so I can